The borough collects a transient room tax of 4% for people staying in the town's bed and breakfasts, lodges, and hotels. Some of that money has been paid to the Chamber of Commerce each year, with the remainder traditionally paid out in grants for visitor-related projects or services. And that's where the committee has come in, meeting annually to vet the grant applications and make recommendations to the Assembly. Borough Finance Director Jody Tao is recommending a revision to the local ordinance that would move the bed tax revenue into a separate fund from the borough's general fund. She presented that idea to the committee this month.
Basically, this would dissolve the transit room tax committee. Those funds in that special revenue fund would be tracked better than they are in the general fund right now. Right now, they get put in the general fund, and we are using the money to pay the Chamber of Commerce, the visitor center, and the transit room tax grants with that money, but it's very hard to see.
Tao thought moving that money into a separate fund would make the transient room tax revenues and expenditures more transparent, and she thought that issue could become more important as the borough looked at what she called major budget cuts.
It's different, but I don't see the borough wanting to give out grants in the next few years for anything.
Bed tax revenue for the borough has been totaling around $50,000. The borough has been paying the chamber around $32,000 a year for operating. On top of that, grants have been given out totaling between $6,000 and $12,000 a year in recent budgets. Past grants have paid for things like benches, art and park projects, and visitor marketing campaigns. Transient room tax members Susan Erickson and Ron Lesh talked over the idea.
What we're giving up is our ability to grant money to nonprofits that serve the visitor industry in Petersburg. With any access.
Essentially, yes. But I would also like to remind the committee that some of our grant requests have been really on the margins of tourism-related projects.
Mm-hmm. Lesh suggested in the future it could fall to the chamber to maintain a pot of money paid from the borough to fund visitor industry projects. That would cut the borough, the committee, and the assembly out of the process of hearing those grant requests. Instead, the assembly would only consider an annual payment to the chamber as part of the budget process. The proposed ordinance language still needs to go before the borough assembly. The committee voted to recommend the change at Tuesday's meeting. The group has been meeting on an as-needed basis, sometimes just once a year, and Tuesday's meeting could be the next to last ever if the change is approved. Committee members expected to meet again once more next year to close out one remaining grant. Also at Tuesday's meeting, Tao reported the chamber would be seeing a 24% increase in funding this year because of an increase in proceeds from the transient room tax. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.